his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Here at Pittsburgh. Coming down from the hills overlooking beautiful and grassy Gray Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And if you just listen to this last 5 minutes of news, it was all illusion and delusion and all those terrible things going on over there in Ukraine and Putin doing this. And then there's so many other things going on all throughout the world. They focus our attention on America is under attack, but not over in the Ukraine and not in Syria and not in Iran. America is under attack here. And the attack into the soul of America. Our form of government would not work except with a moral and religious people. And there's an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And it's been very, very effective. They've infiltrated our seminaries. They've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. But there is a counter move. And that's why we have with us Robert Amaya this morning. It was Sunday starring in a new movie coming out called A Long Way Off, but there are Christian motion pictures which are being produced in America to try to maintain the basic religious Christian foundation of this country. There's an organized effort to destroy Christianity in America. They've infiltrated our educational system. They've taken God and prayer out of our schools. Everything has been done to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And as I said earlier, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people, would not work for any other. And I'm excited about this movement. Robert, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you pick up the story? Because I know you've been working with this movement to try to bring Christian reality back into society where once our entertainment was strongly focused Christian and strongly pro-moral. Today it is pretty focused on depravity and destroying the Christian foundation of America. Do you pick up the story?
Sure. You know what, I'll tell you what. Certainly it's been very encouraging to see more and more faith-based films coming out and delivering the Christian message, especially in a day like today. I had someone recently tell me that they love that they can go see a movie and not feel like they have to take a shower afterwards,
right?
You know? It's definitely a blessing to be able to be a part of this movement and really just to be able to make films that allow individuals and especially with their families to be able to enjoy themselves, but then also be able to be uplifted and affirmed. That's one of the reasons I love this new film that we're talking about today, A Long Way Off. Such a great, great story. A modern retelling of the prodigal son story, with some amazing actors, in it. But more than that, it's just such an amazing, parable that's being retold with such a powerful message.
Well, who is behind this movement? Because I know it's coordinated, and it's done in a very, very clever manner where they don't pay an awful lot of the actors. A lot of them are volunteer actors. There's usually a couple of professionals. I know even one of my friends, Pastor Billy Crone, in Utah, was actually in, just played a bit part in one of your movies. Why don't you give us the background of this movement? I think it's so vitally important that Christians understand this is a coordinated effort on our side to do what's right for our purpose, and that is to preserve the Christian foundation and heritage of America. Who's behind?
Yeah, absolutely. There were plenty of volunteers in this film, definitely some professional actors, but the whole purpose of this movie is to deliver that message, a message of redemption, of forgiveness, of hope. With those familiar with the prodigal son story, you'll know it, and you'll be able to identify with it. I mean, A Long Way Off is about a young man named Jacob who is pretty much tired of his dad's rules and how he runs the family farm. And so he ends up convincing his father to give him his inheritance early so that he can leave the farm and go try to live his own life. He ends up doing that, moves into the big city, and thinks that he's smarter, goes and takes several classes on life and meets different life coaches and tries to really leverage the money that he has at hand. But what he ends up doing is partying and kind of doing everything the world says you should be doing with your money. Afterwards, of course, he ends up hitting rock bottom, and he finds himself, when he finally comes to himself, thinking, you know what, maybe I can go back home. Maybe since I have nothing left, I can go back home and I can maybe just do an entry-level job at my dad's farm. He might be able to forgive me, and at least I'll be able to do that and live. And, of course, what we find is just one of the most beautiful scenes in all of the movies when they reunite.
Now, who is, as I mean, it sounds a wonderful, wonderful story of one that we all knew when we were growing up, the sort of thing we don't hear too much today. But somebody has to be the driving force behind this movement to bring Christian motion picture back into back into our society.
Well, you know, you have many passionate filmmakers that are actually Christians. And they most definitely want to be able to use your talents to bring this message forward. But even greater than that, it doesn't matter how many filmmakers you got making movies. It's the people. It's the people out there, Christians and even just people that want to see clean films out in the movie theaters that are really the voting force. You see, every time a Christian movie comes out into the theaters, every time you purchase a ticket, it's a vote. You're telling Hollywood exactly what it is you want to see. So if you go and you get, you know, a ticket for a Christian movie, you're telling Hollywood and you're telling the rest of the world, this is what I want to see in my movie theater. And so what you've seen is, as more and more Christian movies have been coming out and as they've been getting better, because filmmakers have been wanting to make better films, you are seeing more people casting their ballot, you know, voting. We want to see more Christian films, movies that we can identify with, movies that really talk about our lives as Christians, movies that really uphold our faith and that preserve biblical attributes, biblical virtues. We want to see more of those things. And
hold that thought, Robert. We'll be back in just a moment here with Robert Amano. We're talking about the latest Christian movie that's coming out, A Long Way Off.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here I guess Tony Robert Manor. We're talking about the latest of the series of Christian films coming out. It's called A Long Way Off. It's the story of the prodigal son, but these stories are not as important as the overall message, and that is the message of the redemption that can come with a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity in America today. Robert, do you recognize the whole coordinated effort, not only in Hollywood, but within the educational system and even with some of our more liberal churches?
Yeah, you know, for sure. You can see those patterns.
Well, basically, now, how many motion pictures? Seems to me that there have been about 6 or 8 of these that have come out in the last few years. We get the Netflix. My son gets them, and we sign up for them, and I think we watched every single one of them and enjoyed every single one of them. And Netflix, if you actually take and if you subscribe to it, and you actually show that you're interested in Christian films, then they'll direct more Christian films to you. I think that's a fascinating means of reaching Christians. But I don't think most Christians understand that, because it's even better if you go to the box office and you put your money down. And if you don't put your money down for something like Noah, and you put your money down for a Christian film, the message gets out there pretty well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Like I said before, you know, every time you buy a ticket, you're casting a ballot. You're putting your vote in as to what kind of movie you want to see. And, you know, over the last few years, we have seen less and less PG, you know, or G-rated films, and a lot more of the PG-13, the R films, and even higher. And that's because a lot of the world likes to go out to movies and likes to fill themselves with that kind of stuff. As Christians, we want to go out there. We want to vote for these types of movies, movies that are uplifting, movies that we can take our kids out to go watch and enjoy. And, long ago, there was a time when we could just pick up our children and as a family go to the movies and just, you know, have a wide selection of what do we want to watch today. Unfortunately, today, that doesn't seem to be the case. But with these Christian films that have been coming out, and especially as they increase in numbers and they increase in quality, we want to be able to vote that those are the movies we want to see.
And basically, of course, there's so much trash on television, and of course, you can't regulate that as much as you can, at least what movies you go to see, because you never know. But basically, have you been in some of the previous Christian movies?
Have I been in some previous Christian movies, I guess?
Yes.
You know, I had the incredible blessing of starting my filming career with Courageous, which was released by Sherwood Baptist, the Sherwood Pictures. A strong, strong and wonderful movie about fatherhood. And from there, all the films I've done have had a faith-based message. So I've been able to be a part of October Baby, which is another great film that was very pro-life and its underscored message. However, it was just a beautiful, beautiful story. Very easy to relate to. And just recently, you know, in Mom's Night Out, which happens to be in theaters now, and a great comedy, kind of one of the first real comedies in this space, but a beautiful thing to have comedy in a faith-based, environment. Sometimes people think that Christians have to be really, really heavy and then really, really serious all the time. And the truth is, you know, God has given us a life, and there's a time to be serious, and there is a time to laugh. And so I love that as Christian films mature, we get to see how we are really embracing all these different styles within the genre. And, of course, A Long Way Off, which has a little bit of everything. I mean, certainly there are times you're going to want to smile and laugh, but it is so rich in the message of forgiveness, the forgiveness that we find in Christ, that I think it's just, it's a message of hope. It's a beautiful, beautiful story of hope.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you share my concern about what's going on, you have a comment you'd like to make or a question for our guest, who's been in a number of the Christian films, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. About this battle that is being waged, the battle for the very soul of America that's being waged right here in America, and nobody's telling you that. Now, you didn't believe, oh, well, you know, we're, as soon as there's a wall of separation between church and state and all of this garbage, this is all coordinated. There's no basis for it. In fact, it is all being done because they recognize exactly what certainly our founding fathers recognized, and that is you could not have a free society unless you had a moral society, and they have set out to destroy the moral foundation of this country. I think they've done a pretty good job of it, don't you, Robert? A sense of the fact that they've really undermined a great deal of the moral fabric of this society through our entertainment, television, motion pictures.
Listen, anytime you remove God from any situation, you can't have true morality. Morality is based on God. It's based on His laws. It's based on His precepts. And when you remove God, eventually anything that you might consider morality begins to decay and ultimately just withers away. And so it's very important that we not only maintain God, but really that we reintroduce God into things like movies so that we can once again be able to redeem these forms of entertainment that we used to enjoy so beautifully in days past. We want to be able to do that again and be able to also just deliver positive, encouraging, Christ-like messages.
Well, I think it's really very interesting that many of the people who participate in these motion pictures, these Christian motion pictures, are not professional actors at all. I mean, some of them are, but many of them are not. Do some of the professional actors actually donate their time, or are all the professionals well paid for what they've done?
You know, it depends on the situation. Everyone, you know, will do their part differently. Certainly, you know, as professional actors, if that's their form of living, you know, that's how they make their paycheck. They'll ask for that. But the beautiful thing is, especially in faith-based films, even with professional actors, even if they do get paid, what you see is they're not asking for what they typically would get paid on, let's say, you know, another type of set or another type of genre. Mostly because people that come onto these films, we have one goal in mind. The story, it has a purpose and has a point and something godly that we want to get across. And so everybody really rallies together as a team. Certainly volunteers are a key element in getting a lot of these great faith-based films out there. You know, coming from the Sherwood Pictures myself when I started with Courageous, you know, except for a handful of the front-running, you know, paid actors, professional actors, the entire set is sustained by volunteers. So that's a big part of it.
And it really is exciting to know that there is this cooperative effort going on behind the scenes to bring this message to the American people. Now, about how many motion pictures have they put out here in this last decade of this specific type? Do you recall?
You know what? I don't know a specific number, but I'll tell you what. In the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, the amount has really, I think, been doubling year in, year out. They don't all make it to the movie theaters, but if you go look, you know, even in Netflix, but if you go look into your DVDs and then what's available out there, so many more have been able to get released, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Well, now, where can people go to learn more about this? Because, you know, unless you were sort of on the inside, you're not aware that there's this coordinated, organized effort to get this sort of information out. Where could the average listener, and this is a Christian radio station with an excellent audience throughout Colorado, Wyoming, where can people go to get more information on this movement of which you are an important part?
You know, there are plenty of sources available on the internet. to be able to learn about faith-based films that have been out and that are soon to be released. Some of the ones that just come to mind right away are, for example, your Focus on the Family is a great organization that really talks a lot about filmmaking. We've got a lot, American Family Association as well. These organizations do these type of things.
Well, there's certainly a couple of my excellent sources of information. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, and this is a vitally important issue, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. We're talking about faith-based, Sydney, entertainment, but not only that, it's faith-based message. And remember, there's a battle for the mind of the American people. It's being waged in our schools. We lost that a long time ago. I mean, basically, when they took God and prayer out of our schools and punished children for having a Bible in school, and many places they're not allowed to read the Bible in school, they know what they're doing. There's no wall of separation between church and state. Thomas Jefferson never said that the wall of separation between church and state was to separate religion from the people. He recognized that only a moral and religious people could be free. But there was an organized effort. It succeeded 50, 60 years ago, and we begin to see the end result of that today as we see the breakdown of the moral fabric of our society. And where is the outcry? The average individual doesn't understand there's an attack on America, but it's not coming from the Russians, and it's not coming from the neo-Nazis, and it's not coming from the terrorists throughout the world. It's right here in America. It's coordinated and very, very well financed. Well, how are the non-Christian movies doing? How is Noah doing? Do you have any idea?
Noah certainly has not done as successfully as they expected it to be here in the U.S. However, worldwide, it's definitely made quite the impact. It's made a good amount of money, and it's a big movie. Lots of special effects. Lots of typical Hollywood, big scenes and stuff. Of course, is very, I can't even say very loosely based, but, cause it's really, not based much at all, except for certain names. But, they claim that it's loosely based on the scriptures. And so, they're out there and it does well in the world. But then again, we're not of this world, right?
Amen to that, and certainly I think the fact that it hasn't done well here in America shows that I believe that there's a growing coordinated effort on the part of the good guys to try to regain a foothold in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave and of the courageous and the Christian. But you destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, you destroy the very essence of what America was all about. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, we're going to go to a break here, but when we get back, we'd love to hear from you. Your comments on this, what I think, a vitally important subject. Again, the telephone number to call 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But in my estimation, as you know, as I opened this program, I talked about the attack on the heart and soul of America. I think they've done an excellent job of changing the very structure of our society. And we see the increasing tone of violence and of murder. I mean, even here in little Santa Cruz where I live, more and more in the way of violence and murder, all throughout California, all throughout our major cities. I mean, murder is simply a way of life. It never was like this before, but we're losing the moral foundation. If we're going to reclaim it, we need to reclaim the entertainment industry, which has been what I believe, of course, is dishonestly undermined and taken over by people who have an agenda, and that is to destroy the moral and Christian foundation of what once was a great Christian nation. So we'll be back here in just a moment with Robert Amana.
Sure.
Who's on the front lines of this battle, and would love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. But this is a vitally, vitally important subject which I think is being totally ignored. And yet now this counter move is out there, and they are producing these motion pictures on a regular basis there. And we're seeing them more and more. We'll be back in a moment. We want to hear from you, your comments and thoughts on this subject.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley congratulates the class of 2014. Students, at this special time in your life, show how smart you really are by making the right choices and do not to drink or do drugs. If you want your prom and graduation festival to be fun and something you will always remember, don't get in a vehicle with intoxicated friends. This message is from Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley, congratulating the graduating class of 2014 on a job well done. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, morning, Robert DeMayo. And, of course, he is in the latest movie, A Long Way Off, which is the story of the prodigal son, but put into the Christian message that comes to the Bible. It's an important message today, just as it was thousands of years ago when it was first written. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Robert, how did you happen to get into acting? Was this something you always wanted to do? Is this something that your Christian faith brought you into? Well, how did it come about?
You know what? I was trained as a singer, as a vocalist, and I started off with music. Eventually, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, I married my high school sweetheart. She convinced me to go see a musical with her that was coming into town on tour. And so I went out there and I saw it, and I was just so blown away by the performance. And I thought to myself, wow, I just never really thought of bringing together the acting and the singing. And so we kind of got hooked. I started to, start asking ourselves, well, could we maybe do this? And so what we did is we got into theater, and that's really what I had been doing for so many years, being able to be a part of different musicals. And then finally, in 2010, really out of nowhere was when I heard about Courageous, and ended up connecting with the folks from Sherwood Baptist, and before you knew it, I was doing my very first film in 2010, Courageous, and from then, I mean, I was just hooked. God has been so amazing in the way He's been guiding my life, and the way He's been opening doors for me, and of course, because of Courageous today, not only do I get to do movies, but I get to travel across the country and different other countries and take the gospel to many different churches, different organizations, even universities as a speaker. And so God has really just opened so many doors for me and given me such an important and large platform. And I'm very appreciative and very blessed.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And I never would have. I had no idea that you'd actually were a singer, but you do such a good job in the acting part of it. And I thought you were perhaps a professional actor who had stepped into this sort of thing. Well, basically, first, are there other new motion pictures in Sydney coming out? Now I know there's one that's a long way off. Is this just open, or what happened?
They're doing what they call little regional releases. They did one last week, like their first real regional release out in Omaha, Nebraska, and it was a huge success, as I understand. I could not be there, but I heard back the reports. It was a huge success, and so they're now planning on where different areas of the country they're going to go and do these regional releases. So that the crowds can go, Christian people from different churches and different areas can really go and not just support this great film, this great message, but be affirmed by it, be able to be encouraged by it, and invite their friends and families as well.
Well, basically, do they go to specific regions because they're prone to supporting Christian things? Basically, because you can't, put a Christian film out unless you have the support of the local media and, of course, the local theater. This would be the big thing. For instance, in my community, the newspaper for 50 years has been controlled by the radical extremist left with an intense hatred of Christianity. Influenced this community, totally disrupted what was once a nice, quiet university village, and now is one of the most radical areas in the nation. But basically, how do they pick out which areas are going to be opening these motion pictures in? Do you have some sort of a layout on with the media?
Certainly that's beyond my scope of what I do as an actor, but I know they've got the right people in the right places involved. They've got such a great team of marketers and researchers that are really behind all these films, all these faith-based films. They're out always trying to get the support, most importantly, of the local churches, because they're the ones that are the best at getting messages out. And then, you know what? There are Christians that are involved in different areas of media. And so we always reach out to them and try to garner their support. Once you the word gets out and kind of like a buzz begins to happen, that's really all it takes. We kind of like to take the grassroots effort. We like to go with the word of mouth. And it's kind of like the way the gospel's really, passed on from one person to the next. It's really word of mouth. And that's kind of like we're following that same model. For the most part, we do traditional stuff. We'll definitely reach out to media, whoever will allow us to speak and to advertise, to market. But always, most definitely, it's the local churches we're reaching out to, local Christian organizations and businesses, but that'll allow us to really get the word out as a grassroots effort.
Well, are you getting much support from organized religion? Of course, you mentioned Focus on the Family and on John Wildman's American Family Association, but what about the average church out across America? Are you getting good support from them?
You know what? I have found for the most part in general, most churches have been very supportive. You know, initially, as this movement really began to happen with faith-based films, a lot of pastors were just reserved, and rightfully so. They've been down this path before, where somebody says, yeah, we've got a Christian film, then they go watch it, and they find that it's not that Christian after all. But you know what, I think as more faith-based films have come out, and they've come out from more credible sources, Sherwood, for example, has been a great pioneer in that department, dean at church. And as they also go and endorse other filmmakers, movies like A Long Way Off come out, and they really have they find great support from the churches because these people are well known. You know, I heard somebody say one time in a conversation, and this is more personal for me, really, but it's they said, you know, they were talking about one of my other movies that was coming out, and they said, you know, I don't know if I can take my family to see it. Oh, wait, Robert Amaya is in it. If Robert's in the movie, then I know that we can take the family to go watch it. And I thought to myself, you know what? What a huge responsibility that is that I have been handed by God. Where the films that I'm choosing to do, there are families out there that are just, they're looking to see, oh, if Robert's in it, that means it's an uplifting movie. That means the Christ-centered movie, I can go watch that. And you know what? That also says a lot about other people that are doing the same thing. There are families out there and pastors and churches that are looking to see, you know, they can't trust everyone, but they're looking for these key people that they've seen that they can trust. And so what we're starting to see is that more faith-based films are coming out that are really more Christ-centered, that are really more God-honoring, more pastors are jumping on and are being much more supportive. So overall, we're seeing more and more churches across America that are really being supportive of these films.
And what, ladies and gentlemen, what we need is for people to start looking into this. Now, fortunately, we have the Internet, and you can find out all sorts of things. But if you don't know where to look, you're not going to find it. My number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. This is an important movement, and we need your help.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Arthur Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess Robert Amaya, we're talking about his latest movie, A Long Way Off. Robert, how long does it take to make a motion picture these days? And are you able to do this perhaps more efficiently and more economically than Hollywood?
Well, you know what? typically the length of how of a movie or filming a movie depends on what's involved. Most of these faith-based films seem to be, you know, simple with regards to technically simple. We don't deal with a lot of special effects or things like that. So a typical movie will be anywhere between, you know, a month to 2 months max of filming, of actual, you know, getting in there and being in front of a camera filming. You asked if we're able to do more efficiently. You know, one of the beautiful things about faith-based films, and we kind of touched on it earlier, is that there are so many people that love to volunteer because they know they're getting a great message out there. And so when you get all these volunteers together that are capable and are so good at what they do, you're able to make a movie for a lot less than typical. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to do. We get to leverage not just money, but we get to leverage people because we get to leverage the message. And so typically faith-based films are done, you know, the quality that you get would sometimes cost three times the amount that's actually spent. And we get to do that because of the amount of volunteers, the amount of people that are so supportive of these types of messages.
Well, now, basically, what about the financing of this thing? How are they doing financially? How are the Christian, and I'm talking about this small group of Christian films that have come out over this last decade or so, how are these doing financially compared with the Hollywood spectacular?
Well, you know, again, you know, I'm an actor. I'm not a producer, but what I can tell you is, all films, regardless of their genre, whether they're faith-based or not, it's always kind of like you're hoping that it does well. And most films, regardless of their background, don't necessarily do spectacularly well. You know, we get to see in movie theaters, for example, are only a handful of the movies that are actually made in any given year. Now, when you're talking about faith-based films, because you can do so much more with lesser money, yeah, you hopefully you have a better opportunity to be able to either break even or make some profit in there to be able to make more movies beyond that. Again, it all depends on the vote people when they cast their ballot. So, you know, what tickets they choose, what rentals they choose when they go to their rental stores or the red boxes, what have you. And so all these things, you know, they factor in. But when you're talking about in general just faith-based films, if they weren't doing as well, or if they weren't being successful financially, you wouldn't be seeing so many people dive into it. Like Hollywood, for example. Suddenly now they've got this big interest in going and doing faith-based films. I like to put it this way, and I'll paint it this way for you, kind of make it a little simpler for your listeners as well. You know, a lot of these superhero movies and stuff that come out, you're talking about they may cost $500 million to make. I'm just throwing out a number for simplicity's sake. And they may make a return of about, you know, they may make $1 billion in the box office. Well, you know what? That's a 50%, you know, profit. You know, you're making twice or two times what it costs. And they're happy with that. Well, then you're talking about a movie like, let's say, Courageous, for example. You know, Courageous cost about $2 million to make altogether. And when it went to the box office, it made $35 million. You know what? Which is a better rate of return? And so Hollywood is looking at that and they're saying, you know what? These Christians are on to something. Let's go jump on that bandwagon. And so, you know, they're doing well. Faith-based movies are doing well, and that's a good thing to see. People are attracted to these messages. Messages of hope, of course, because they're about Jesus Christ. And so what we want is more people to jump in, not for the success or to make somebody money. It's because this money actually goes to make other films, to be able to keep that environment, give you options so that you can go take your families. You can go see a movie like A Long Way Off when it comes to your town and really be able to support it, not just support it, but be able to enjoy it and walk away feeling affirmed, be reminded of the hope and the forgiveness that we can find in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, to hear something that you can do. Not only it will edify you, and it will certainly stimulate your family and point them in the right direction, but you can help this growing movement. It's a new movement. It's only been around, what is it, about 10 years now? All in all, how long has it really been around?
Well, faith-based films have been around, I mean, honestly, since the beginning of films. They just haven't been marketed very well.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about this modern movement for marketing them and getting them out.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been coming, it's been building up for probably for the last 20 years, but it's taken heat or taken really steam in the last 10 years. It's when they've really been trying to chase after theatrical, you know, introductions and be able to really go and compete with mainstream films.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's not simply a matter of film competition. It's a battle for the mind and the heart and the soul of the American people. And if America is going to survive in any form, and I will tell you we're in for very real problems, but if America is going to survive as a Christian nation, at least in part, why we're going to have your help and your cooperation, and you're going to have to begin looking into this. And instead of going down to the local motion picture theater or something, or simply going ahead and watching whatever is on television, many times these films will be put on television, and you can watch them there. And the message will influence your heart and your mind and your soul.
Well, absolutely.
Our guest today has been Robert DeMay. I want to thank you so much. Do you have any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Sure. You know what? First of all, thank you to you, Stan, and to all your listeners for spending this time with us. I just want to remind everyone again, you know, every ticket you buy is a vote that you're casting. You are telling Hollywood and other filmmakers what it is you want to watch and what you want to see. So go out there and support the faith-based film. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate you being with us this morning. Hope to see you in this latest movie not too long from now.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. I thought I'd bring you up to date on what's happening with myself. I know we've had literally thousands of calls and correspondence with our listeners out across America talking about my T-cell lymphoma. But the nodules are almost all gone. I think the last one is disappearing. It, remember, I've only been on the treatment for about 3 weeks now, and had my second treatment. I am feeling amazingly better. I'm weak, certainly have to walk with a walker, but we're getting around, and I'm got to be optimistic that certainly after having had this for several years and lost over 125 pounds, we're beginning to put weight on. And but I want you to know we're also using full scale alternative health care, which of course I can't discuss on the radio because of course that's illegal to make any medical suggestion that anything other than conventional treatment is the way to go. But under any circumstances, I want you to know that we really are doing better. I could not believe how well I felt yesterday. And but of course I'm getting all sorts of medication to make me feel better. And then of course we're using the alternative treatments as well. And perhaps someday if in the distant future we can talk about that or bring somebody else on a program who can. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your financial help to maintain the network of stations that we're hoping by this week to be back doing 5 hours of talk radio a day. And even though I'm quite exhausted a great deal of the time, we're getting excellent speakers, people who have a great deal to say to carry most of the program. So all I have to do is just sort of sit there and not try to draw out the conversations as we had to do with Robert this morning. He did a very, very good job. But without callers, sometimes it's a long hour. Well, fortunately, when we have some of our regulars on, two groups of people who are willing to come on and help us, why, it makes it ever so much easier. But quite frankly, we do need your financial help to maintain our network of stations out across America for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring in the news behind the news. We're moving into a precarious position, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there's going to be a financial collapse of some sort. Where it's going to be, how it's going to come about, I do not know. But I will tell you that as of the 5th of August, they're going to stop actually doing their bidding, maintaining the price of gold and silver. The 5th of August of this year will be the last session that will be held by the European bankers, setting the price of gold and silver. So something big is afoot. We're not going to be told these things until they happen. And believe me, before this is over, an awful lot of people are going to lose the majority of what they have. We need your help so we can get the information out, at least the Christian supporters of our program and efforts will be, at least some of them will begin making preparations for the very real difficult times that lie ahead. The America we've known, Sydney, is going to cease to exist because, of course, the Christianity we've known is ceased to exist. It's only flaring up in small pockets. I think the films we talked about today will play an important part in it, but Christians are going to have to organize and prepare to help one another in the very real difficult time. If you can afford to help us, join the Radio Liberty family, donate, buy our products, certainly our health products, our spices, certainly our food products. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Go there, get a list of the products we carry, and then join the Radio Liberty family and pray.